Play the Ticket's Football Flyaway and charge to L.A. for the Monday night matchup on October 16th. Cowboy up and listen daily 10 till 3 at 40 after for our secret cowboy. Get the name, then text it to 22126 from Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
You hear all the time about Diamonds Direct's prices and selection and warranties. All true and all good reasons to give us a visit. But what really sets Diamonds Direct apart is something that's hard to put into words. But you will feel it. You'll know it from the minute you walk in. It's our unique culture, our passion, our genuine and absolute desire to totally revolutionize the way you experience jewelry shopping. It's why we do what we do. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
Well, they're not even bothering to hide it anymore, my friends. It's getting to be so much in your face. These Democrats believe, you know what, we can do whatever the hell we want. Let me give you a case in point. Remember this plea deal that was going on with Hunter Biden, the crackhead son of Beijing Biden, and the DOJ was working for Hunter Biden, as was Hunter Biden's attorneys, and they all put their heads together. How can we get the crackhead son of Beijing Biden off the hook? And how can we stop all these investigations from these crazy Republicans and all these people who haven't gotten the memo inside of government yet that it's the Democrats' government? It's of, by, and for the Democrats here in the United States. How do we do that? Well, so they put their heads together and they come up with this plea deal where Hunter Biden gets no jail time. Hunter Biden gets immunity. From future prosecution. And that's how they stop all the investigations of all of Hunter Biden's malfeasance from going up to the big guy, Beijing Biden. So they show up to court and, before they show up to court, one of the attorneys for Hunter Biden, the crackhead, one of the attorneys impersonates a Republican attorney for House Ways and Means and says, hey, we'd like to take back that evidence that we had given to the judge. We don't think the judge needs to see that. And tries to get key evidence in this case pulled back by basically impersonating a Republican. And I'm sorry, I think that's illegal. Nobody will tell me, even politicians will tell me that's illegal. You mean to tell me I can call up somebody, impersonate an attorney, and say, look, I'm going to need you to take away all of that that information that could have indicted one of my friends or that could have ruined the sweetheart plea deal of one of my friends? You mean to tell me that's legal? I don't think it is. I'm not a lawyer. I don't even play one on TV, but I don't think that's legal. But that's who these Democrats are. They think their poop don't stink. They think they can do whatever the hell they want. And why wouldn't they? John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney have been sending signals. Hey, you Democrats can do whatever the hell you want to us. You can run over our constituents. You can run over the Constitution. We're not going to do anything to hold you accountable. And they all believe they're untouchable. So anyway, this plea deal falls apart because a judge, by the way, I believe it was a Trump appointee, but a Democrat judge says, wait a minute, there is nothing about this that is constitutional. Explain this to me. The attorney for the Department of Injustice was asked 5 times, is there any precedence for this sweeping immunity deal you're about ready to give Hunter Biden? Asked 5 times, and every single time he said, no, it's never been done before. Of course it's never been done before. We've never had somebody so damn corrupt as Joe Biden sitting in the Oval Office. We have never had a Democrat Party that has been this openly corrupt. So of course it's unprecedented. It's never happened before. There's never been so much crap to cover up. So Then you get the FD-1023s that are indicating that Beijing Biden, not only did he shake down a Ukrainian oligarch for $5 million for each of them, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, $10 million total. They coerced him into doing it, and the oligarch says he's got tapes, which, by the way, the FBI tried to hide the presence of those tapes. So not only that, now we're learning through reporting at the Federalist that the FBI investigated all of this, corroborated much of that FD-1023 before the 2020 election, but they kept it all under wraps. So the malfeasance of the FBI, the malfeasance of the DOJ, Beijing Biden's multiple breaches of law, because there is more than one FD-1023. There are at least three. These are examples of Beijing Biden selling influence to foreign nationals. So all of this avalanche led to this, finally, from Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Have a listen to what he had to say.
We have a president who told the American public in October that he's never spoken to his family about any of the business. He said no one in the family had ever gotten money from China. Well, now that is proven not to be correct. The only way you can investigate that is through an impeachment inquiry, so the committee would have the power to get all the documents that they would need. When more of this continues to unravel, it rises to the level of impeachment inquiry.
Okay, so not only do we know that an impeachment inquiry is necessary, we knew that Joe Biden's original claim that he never spoke with his crackhead son, Hunter Biden, about his overseas business dealings, that was false because of a recording from the Hunter Biden laptop from hell.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
Yeah, I love you. So, by the way, the New York Times piece was on Hunter Biden's what? Say it with me, kids. Overseas business dealings, crooked overseas business dealings to cut in 10% for the big guy. Folks, it all stinks to high heaven. So now the Republicans are saying, hey, let's impeach. Let's at least have an impeachment inquiry. And then here comes John Cornyn. I don't think that's a good idea. Here comes Mitt Romney. Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. Because, you know, impeachment's only saved for Republican presidents that don't give in to Democrats. Isn't that right, John Cornyn? Isn't that right, Mitt Romney? Oh, it was okay to impeach President Trump on falsely predicated charges, on absolutely made up crap against President Trump. Oh, that's okay. But when one of your beloved Democrats, one of your treasured Democrats, John Cornyn, whose butt cheeks your lips are constantly affixed, when one of them does some pretty shady stuff like selling out America for foreign cash. Oh, no, we can't impeach for that. We have a conversation, ask some questions of a sitting member of Congress about the wisdom of impeachment. Congressman Troy Nehls up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Congressman Troy Nehls, former sheriff, currently represents the 22nd Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. Congressman, it's been too long, sir. Welcome back.
Chris, how are you this morning? Good morning.
Doing great, sir. Thank you for being here. Look, the Hunter plea deal. Well, let's just talk about how this thing fell apart. I think it's fair to point out that Hunter Biden had attorneys on both sides. He has Joe Biden's attorneys in the DOJ working for him, and he has the attorneys, his own attorneys working for him. And the only thing standing in the gap was this judge saying, wait a minute, what do you mean he gets immunity from this point on for everything? That was shady, wasn't it?
It was. It seems like Hunter's lawyers got together, and then you've got this U.S. Attorney Weiss, of course, I believe Attorney General Garland was involved with this. The prosecutor, the Justice Department prosecutor, his last name is Wise, Leo Wise. They all got together and they tried to cut a deal, but the judge didn't seem to be involved in this whatsoever, and she started asking questions. So I think it was an opportunity for this judge to serve justice and say, you guys are cutting deals with this guy. What kind of deals have been cut? And I don't accept it. I don't accept it. She didn't accept it. And she had a lot of questions, it seemed like, that the Department of Justice, these attorneys, couldn't answer. So,
right.
I thought it was fantastic.
I thought so, too.
Everybody knew it was a sweetheart deal.
Yeah.
It was a sweetheart deal for this guy.
Well, and you understand what the immunity was all about. You give Hunter Biden immunity, and that means any of his debaucherous activity that could lead back to the big guy, the 10% for the big guy, that means all investigations that could lead back through the crackhead son back to Joe Biden's corruption stops. And that was the effort of Hunter Biden's attorneys in collusion with our corrupt DOJ. It's as plain as the nose on your face, right?
Yes. And this agreement between these attorneys and the DOJ, these were done before we had the big hearings where we listened to the IRS whistleblowers and stuff. So, no, there's a lot of information that we have received since that plea deal was cut.
Yep.
Obviously, now, I believe the judge who talked to these attorneys and said, are there potential future charges? And prosecutors said, obviously, Hunter is under other active investigations. It just it was a great day, in my opinion, for justice across the country, because the idea, too, with this pretrial diversion on the gun charge, the felony gun charge stuff, it's just the average. If Hunter Biden wasn't the president's son, he would be in prison today.
Yep,
would be in prison today.
There are Latinos and blacks and whites in jail for doing far less than Hunter Biden did, but he was going to walk. Did you hear? This is getting wide reportage about one of the attorneys, one of these left-wing attorneys for Hunter Biden. They called up the clerk that serves the judge, and they impersonated a GOP attorney from Ways and Means. They said, hi, I'm so-and-so from Ways and Means. Can we get this critical piece of evidence? Just, we want to take it back. We don't want the judge to see it. They impersonated an attorney to get key evidence taken out of this case. And I know, Congressman, that you're a cop. You have that side of the ledger, but that seems to me to be at the very least shady. But it sounds also illegal. Is it?
It's criminal. It's criminal. It's interfering now with these investigations. The Democrats will do everything and anything to provide cover for this family, as they have. They've got the dishonest media on their side. They interfered with the 2020 election. The entire family is corrupt to its core, and we must get to the bottom of it. And if we don't, if the DOJ, if Garland and them, somebody doesn't appoint a special counsel to look into the Biden family, Biden Inc., I guess we could say, it needs to be done because this family is corrupt to the core. Let's find out. Let's find out who made that phone call to try to influence that judge. But
yeah,
you want to upset her, try to go in and play games with this judge. She didn't like it yesterday, and I'm sure she didn't like that phone call either, trying to confuse her, to say, or put her on the record.
Congressman,
I think it's fantastic.
Congressman
fantastic.
Troy Nels, 22nd District here in the great state of Texas. Let's get to the corruption where Hunter Biden leads, because a lot of Democrats say, I don't care about Hunter Biden. Well, neither do we, frankly, who cares about some crackhead degenerate. It's what he has been able to do. What you said, Biden Inc., their product that they've been selling is America. They've been selling out America to pad their own pockets. Let's talk about the FD 1023 that Joe Biden allegedly coerced a Ukrainian oligarch into paying him and Hunter Biden $10 million. The oligarch has tapes, and the FBI tried to hide that from guys like you, Congressman.
Yes, it was $5 million each, by the way.
Yeah.
$5 million for Hunter and $5 million for the big guy. And this oligarch, I mean, I don't think he had a whole lot of respect for Hunter, because I think he said his dog was maybe even smarter than he was, than Hunter was. So I just think it's corrupt. The FBI, you know, we had Christopher Wray in front of our committee last week, and we were questioning him, and I thought we did a great job. Now, many of the questions never really received an answer other than, sorry, I can't talk about that because it's a personnel matter, and or I can't talk about that because it's under an active investigation. So Director Wray really hid behind those, you know, those active investigations and personnel matters. So this FBI, and believe it or not, that's another organization that have been weaponized,
yep,
to go after people with a dissenting point of view. They go after Trump, but they're going to provide cover for Hunter because of the old man. There's a FISA. We have to reauthorize FISA 702, Section 702. I don't support it because you can't trust the FBI. And they've used that section. They have violated the rights of the American people, Carter Page specifically.
Damn,
I know
straight.
We don't have time to get into detail, but I'm telling you, I believe the Judiciary Committee and Congress up here, the Republican majority, are going to hold the FBI accountable for their activities and actions.
I saw, Congressman, I saw a report, a million violations of the FISA statute by the FBI. They break the law routinely at the FBI.
Yes.
And they do, and when they break the law, they run roughshod over our rights. Look, back to the FD 1023. I'm not sure if you've read this article yet, but if you haven't, you should. They claim at the Federalist. The Federalist says that they have talked to sources that say the FBI corroborated many aspects of the FD 1023 about the Ukrainian shakedown, that they corroborated many elements of it before the election, but the FBI hid the criminal bribery from the American voters. Doesn't the FBI need to pay a heavy price for what they've done?
I do believe the FBI, and I think that we have done a good job, not only with the Judiciary Committee, but with oversight, with Comer, trying to expose these things. As it relates not only to the FD 1023, but as it relates to them trying to conceal and hide Hunter's laptop, they were providing what the American is cover. They were providing cover. They were interfering with this 2020 election by providing cover for the Biden family. And shame on them for doing so. Now, the FBI is a large organization, and I, you know, in my time in law enforcement, I worked with FBI agents. There's a lot of good agents out there, but we have to clean house at that upper level, that management level. We need to clean them out, and we need to gut it is what we need to do, because the FBI, they're behaving inappropriately. They're behaving illegally, as you related to all these searches on 702, searching for people's information,
yep,
against the law. It's unacceptable, and we must hold them accountable, and that's what we're going to do. That's right. What we're going to do.
Well, you took me right where I wanted to go. Congressman Troy Nehls, 22nd District here in the great state of Texas. Let's play this. This is Beijing Biden admitting to doing and fulfilling the deal he made allegedly with this oligarch, fulfilling the deal and doing something, admitting to something that President Trump was impeached for. Listen.
They were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours. I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
So there's Joe Biden admitting, as you remember, President Trump was impeached for allegedly, which he didn't do, withholding congressionally approved money to Ukraine on the condition they do something. Joe Biden actually admitted to doing it and actually did it. You're hearing the word impeachment come out a lot more these days, even from Speaker Kevin McCarthy. What is your take on impeachment?
Well, number one, the American people, that clip that you just played, I bet you that's 7-8 years old. That's when he was the vice president. Mm-hmm. That's been out there, but it just seemed like nobody really was paying too much attention to it. And you're right. Then they go after Donald Trump and impeach him for a phone call with the Ukrainian president. So the point is, as it relates to impeachment, and this is where, you know, some of my colleagues and I disagree. I want the White House back. We need to get the White House back, because having a 5-seat majority in the House of Representatives, not having the Senate or the White House, we can't get a whole lot done. I mean, we're trying. We're doing what we can for the American people, but we have an obstacle in front of us with the Senate and certainly the White House. So our focus, every decision we make, should be in the best interest of getting the White House back in 2024. And for me personally, I believe the best way for Donald Trump to be the 47th president is having Joe Biden as their crowned nominee. Put the crown on him, make him the Democrat nominee, let him put him there, and then Trump will beat him mano a mano on the stage, and Trump will be the 47th president.
All right.
That's why I'm not really in favor of impeaching the guy. He's a criminal. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I wish we were 6 months down the road and he was already their nominee. Because if we pull this guy out of the race and he can't run, I'm afraid of a Gavin Newsom or a Michelle Obama or something jumping in there. That scares the hell out of me.
That's,
and Kamala Harris,
yeah,
even worse.
No, that's legitimate. Now, the concern about the leftists. But look, there is a school of thought. You've got John Cornyn out there. You got Mitt Romney saying that they have no interest in impeaching treating a Democrat the way they treated Republicans. And again, I just want to point out that the Democrats will never change their malign, divisive, and anti-American behavior until they pay a price. Here's what Senator Cruz told me yesterday, Congressman. Listen.
And if it is true, as the FD 1023 alleges, that Joe Biden solicited and received a multi-million dollar bribe from a foreign national for a official conduct when he was vice president of the United States, then absolutely the House of Representatives should impeach him and the Senate should convict him. And I'll note, Chris, you know, the past impeachments we've had, there have been big debates about whether something constitutes a high crime or misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
That actually doesn't matter here, because the text of the Constitution provides that impeachment lies for treason, bribery, or other high crimes or misdemeanors. If this evidence demonstrates that Biden committed this conduct, he wouldn't be impeached for high crimes or misdemeanors. He would be impeached for bribery, a specifically enumerated ground for impeaching and removing the president.
So, Congressman, I mean, the Constitution has got to mean something, doesn't it?
I agree. What I'm trying to say to you, Chris, I wish it was right now. Tomorrow was July of 2024. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I wish. I wish we were in July of 2024 and they've had him, Joe Biden, as their Democrat nominee, because that's the best way. I think he's the easiest path for us to get the White House back. And that's my point about impeaching this guy. I wish we could fast forward here about another 6 to 8 months, because that would be a perfect time to expose this administration and their corruptness.
Well,
I don't disagree with Ted Cruz, obviously, on the bribery. I understand all that. There's no way the Senate's going to convict him. Now, we could impeach, but there's no way the Senate would convict him. I guess it would place a lot of senators over there in a very difficult position, maybe in some of those blue states, about saying, well, let's keep our corrupt president in office. That could be a strategy there to get the Senate back. But I believe the best way to get Donald Trump back in office is keep Joe Biden right where he's at. Kamala Harris, we don't know what that nut job would do to us in the next several months.
Oh, yeah, well, she's even more reviled than he is. I mean, that'd be great. Now, last thing I had to ask you, because I've only got about a minute left with you. The federal government is suing Governor Greg Abbott for his efforts to stand in the way of illegal immigration. Your thoughts?
Well, number one, I expected that. And, you know, the governor, he's been very, very active in trying to pick up the slack for where the government has failed to do their job, specifically Congress and securing our southern border. So obviously the DOJ is a little upset when you got a governor down there putting buoys and stuff in the Rio Grande. But they're claiming that it violates the Rivers and Harbors Act, you know, placing, you know, unauthorized barriers or obstructions in the Rio Grande. So you expect this. I think the governor expected at some point in time the DOJ to go after him, but I don't think the Governor Abbott, he's not going to stop. He's going to continue to say, you want to go to war with Texas? Well, I'm ready. Let's go to war with Texas, so to speak. So I applaud the governor, what he's trying to do. We had Mayorkas in our hearing yesterday, and we just hammered on him yesterday. Now, there is one guy that I would support impeachment tomorrow.
Today. I mean, okay, well, let's get it done by noon, him and Garland. Congressman Troy Nehls, he's a former sheriff, folks, currently represents the 22nd Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. Sir, appreciate the time.
Thank you, Chris. God bless.
And with that, we wrap up this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Visit a couple of websites for me, will you please? The first website is TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. Get informed about what's big in Texas. Well, everything's big in Texas, even the news. And they cover it like nobody else at Texas Scorecard. Also check out the Chris Salcedo Show's presence on ChrisSalcedo.com. Actually, it's all there. The Chris Salcedo Shows, the Salcedo Storm Podcast, the locals hangout. All the information is available for you at ChrisSalcedo.com. Even our social media hookups, which, by the way, growing by leaps and bounds on Twitter. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Play the Ticket's football flyaway and charge to L.A. for the Monday night matchup on October 16th. Cowboy up! And listen daily 10 till 3 at 40 after for our secret cowboy. Get the name, then text it to 22126 from Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
You hear all the time about Diamonds Direct's prices and selection and warranties. All true, and all good reasons to give us a visit. But what really sets Diamonds Direct apart is something that's hard to put into words. But you will feel it. You'll know it from the minute you walk in. It's our unique culture, our passion, our genuine and absolute desire to totally revolutionize the way you experience jewelry shopping. It's why we do what we do. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.